Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. You can turn to Psalm 150. We're going to talk about the power of praise in our giving. And Psalms 150 goes like this: praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament, praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with the sound of a trumpet, praise Him with the lute and the harp, praise Him with the timbrel and the dance, praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes, praise Him with loud cymbals, praise Him with clashing or crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, everyone, say praise the Lord. Now, the thing about praise is it's very difficult to remain depressed, sad, and down when you're praising God. Yeah. Hallelujah. So my question to you is, imagine if you wrap your giving and your generosity with thankfulness and with praise. Think about, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. When Jesus came on the scene, when Jesus was born of a virgin, those shepherds, they didn't lay out there in the grass with their sheep all depressed and saying, oh well, He came. No, they gave Him praise. They gave Him honor. They gave God the glory because Christ had come. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, even the three wise men, we know the wise men, when they came joyfully and they gave their gifts and they gave these gifts to Jesus, the baby in the manger there. Amen? Look at Psalm 103. It says, it talks about our benefits. It says here, listen how it goes. It says, bless the Lord. Everybody say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless His holy name and forget none of His benefits. Hallelujah. So we talk about God's provision. We talk about God's blessing. We talk about God's favor towards us. I want to say to you, I want to contend with you that praise is a great key when it comes to that in your life. You know, the Bible says God loves a... Okay. God loves a cheerful giver. You know, look to your neighbor and look at them and say, neighbor, I am just so happy. Now, look at that. Look at that. Now imagine if you turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's a terrible day, isn't it? I mean, what's going to go wrong? You know, my car's probably going to break down. My cat's going to die. Come on. Just turn to your neighbor and tell them something bad. So you see, now if we react like that, imagine what happens in the kingdom of God. Imagine when you give the one that is worthy of our praise, when we come to Him in that way, when we come to Him thankful, when we come to Him and we give Him praise, when we come to Him and when we give to Him, we don't give, well, I guess, God, You just want my money. I guess I better give You my tithe because, you know, if I don't, I'm going to be cursed. You know, some people, that's exactly why they give. But imagine if you come to Him and you come rejoicing. You know, that's what I love about the African churches. Who's ever been to an African church? Like from Africa church. If you've ever seen them give, and Pastor Corey knows this, if you've ever seen them give an offering, they take it seriously, man. They dressed to, I thought I was going to a wedding. I mean, they are dressed from head to toe, togged up. And when they say it's time for an offering, man, those guys, They get out there, they get the children are dressed from head to toe, and they come in the, I mean, I can't do it the way they do it, but they come and they dance, and they even do a few things, and they high-five each other, and then they come to the offering plate, and then the whole family huddles in the name of Jesus, and then they look at each other, you ready? Okay, and they put it in the offering plate. There's thankfulness.
Amen.
There's praise. Do you know what praise is? Praise is declaring to God who He is, that His promises are true, that God is not a man that He should lie, that He watches over His word to perform it, and you telling God, I'm in agreement to you. And in fact, by praising you, I'm calling those things that are not into existence. Look at Romans, quickly. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, this is speaking of Abraham. Everyone say, Abraham, father of many nations. It says, yeah, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him, capital H, whom he believed, in this God that Abraham believed in. This God who gives life to the dead. Everybody say, He gives life to the dead. And He calls those things that are not as though they were. In other words, He calls those things that are not. In other words, God is the giver of life and He's the creator. Come on now, somebody. He gives life and He creates. This is the God that blessed Abraham. Come on now. Who wants to be under the blessing of Abraham? Then you've got to understand. He says, this God who said to Abraham when he had no children, you're going to be a father of many nations. This God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not into existence. This is who Abraham was dealing with. Now let's read on. In verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed. In other words, he looked at himself. He was old. Tell somebody he's old. He looked to his wife. He went, I love you, dear. You look beautiful. No, but she was also old. Hope against hope, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. So when he looked at his circumstances, it didn't line up with what he was believing. How many of you have come and you said, Lord, I'm going to give to you, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to sow, I'm going to give according to your word, and while you're doing it, You got to keep your eyes closed, because when you look around at your circumstances, it does not look good. Anybody? All right. Well, this is what Abraham was going through. God promised him, but when he looked around, oh God. Who of you have ever prayed that when you have your eyes closed, you see big things, you see wonderful things, you see glorious things, you say, Jesus, and you open your eyes, you go, oh God, no. Because in the spirit... Who identifies with that? And then you think, maybe I'll just keep my eyes closed. Because now faith is a substance. We believe with our hearts. We confess with our mouth. So sometimes when we look into our hearts where faith is, we see it the way God sees it. But we open our eyes. But look how Abraham worked with this God that gives life and this God that calls those things. That, in other words, this God who is our creator. Look how he worked with him. He says, and not being weak in his faith. Tell somebody, not being weak in his faith. He did not consider his own body. He did not look. We're not being weak in our faith. We don't look at our circumstances, all right, and grow weak in our faith. Because the truth is, if you look around and if you allow some of your circumstances to get into you, you might as well put a 50-pound weight to your ankles and throw yourself in the ocean. Anybody identify? Who's been the victim of that? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. He did not consider his own body. In other words, he looked at his circumstances. And even though it was contrary to the promise, what did he do in verse 20? He did not waver at the promise of God. See, that's the first thing you have to do in your faith when it comes to believing God for provision. You got to anchor yourself to the promises of God. You got to connect yourself to that promise, and you say, come hell or high water, this is my spot. Yeah, yeah. In other words, the circumstances don't dictate to how I feel or how I see things. The promises of God, the rock, is what dictates to me. And in fact, we talk about consecration. Maybe it's time for us to consecrate ourselves to the promises of God, where we say, you know what? The circumstances, my feelings, my emotions won't dictate to me any longer. The rock does. The promise does. Amen. And you have to make that choice even when the storms come. So he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Everyone say through unbelief. So how do you waver? Your unbelief. But was strengthened or grew strong in his faith by giving glory to God. Come on, by giving the power of praise. Everybody say thankfulness. Praise in your giving is very important. Because some of you are giving in unbelief because you look at your circumstances. But if you put on the garment of praise, You can't be sad when you praise. You can't doubt God when you praise. It's impossible. In fact, your mind will want to say, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be unbelieving now. But it's very difficult because you know what praise does? It brings your mouth and your thinking into alignment with the faith that is in your heart. Somebody say, hallelujah. God is my provider. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, it makes a big difference. I think some of you have heard me tell the story about this missionary who God said, I'll send you and I'll provide for you. And they found themselves with an empty refrigerator, having to feed their children. And the wife turned to the husband and said, you're Adam, I'm Eve. It's your responsibility. You go get the food, we need it. And he was like, what are we going to do? So every time he opened that fridge, tell somebody, every time he opened the fridge, he said, praise the Lord for my provision. Praise God that this fridge is full of food. And he closed the fridge. And he went on with his day and he came. Every time they opened the fridge, praise God! The fridge is full of thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for milk. Thank you for eggs. Thank you for the butter. Thank you for this fridge is full. Now, most people will look at them and say, these people are crazy. But you see, he wasn't crazy. He refused to grow weak in his faith. He grew strong in his faith, giving glory to God. He kept praising God. Every time the fridge, praise God, the fridge is full. Praise God, the fridge is full. One day they went out on what they were doing. They came back, and for several days, people, unknown people, they didn't know who they were, left packets of groceries at their front door. See, when you see, God loves a cheerful giver. You don't understand. Within that cheerful giving that it says, talks about there is the power of praise or the effectiveness of praise in your life. Amen. You gotta give thanks. You gotta trust God in that thing. You're saying, even in your circumstances, every you give, you say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory, far beyond all that I can imagine, ask, or even think, according to that power that works within me. Hallelujah. Everyone say, I praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I praise him coming in. I praise him going out. I praise him in my giving. I will honor him. Like I said, you can't be negative and praise God at the same time. You'll prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Some of you need help with your thoughts. And one of the most effective ways to get your thoughts into agreement with what God is saying is to give him praise, even when everything is looking contrary.